the man Bava Kama and Daf Yud Beis is done where the Avodim are Kmetaltlin Damyun or Kakaka Damyun. And Moshe says for civil three halachas. One is Gvias Balchoiv, if because that has to be like Kark, if it's Metaltlin, there's no Gvias Balchoiv. For Ksuba, for Puzbal, and also for Kinyan Agav. That if it's Kakaka Damyun, so other things like Nikna Agav, the Avodim. But if not, if it's Kmetaltlin, then it's not Nikna Agav Avodim. And Toysis in Bava Kama ask from by Honor and Shvua, we hold Avodim is Kakaka Damyun. And that's also Nagay for the Dine Torah. For God of Gazlan or Shmira, because if it's Moshe Bashmira, if it's Karka, there's no Shmira Karkos. And the answer is that the things that we're dealing with here are all dealing with Rabbonin, with the romances. Because it goes for Gvias Balchov, it's going according to the Mandiyama that Shibuda loved Yeraisa, and Puzbul is only a Drabonin, and Toysis holds also that Kinyan Agav is only a Kinyan Midrabonin. However, according to the Rambam, you can't say that because the Rambam Paskins in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Malv V'loiva Locha Dalit that Shibuda Diraisa, and this is Losha Rambam, Shikol Nichse Halova Tachas Shibud Hamalva Min HaToyra. And similarly, Gabi Agav, Pashas the Losha Rambam Perek Gimel from Hilchos Mechira, is that he holds that Kinyan that Kinyan Agav is also divisive. So then the question is why do we distinguish as relates to certain things we considered Umar has a deal about whether Avodim or Kakaka or Kmetaltlin, but as relates to Onor Shvua and Shmira and Gzela, which doesn't apply to Kaka, we know all these things we say that Avonim are Huxel Kakos. So the Rav said, name of his father, name of Moshe, that here we have to distinguish with two different halachas. One is halacha of the Chalashim Kauka, where Avonim have a din of Kauka or they have a din of Metaltlin. But then there's another halacha, not in Cheftze, what it's called Kauka. That Avodim, there's a difference between Kauka and something which is metaltal that's not attached. So it's a difference between not the Chalashim Kauka, but whether it's Mechuba or not Mechuba. So Avodim, even if they have a Chalashim Kauka, but of course they're Tlushim, they're not connected, and they're right. So, Onor, Gneva, Shvua, and Shmira, all these things, they don't depend on whether it's Tolush or Mechuba. Those things depend on the Shem Kauka and Hefcha. And therefore, there is a Shem, Evid Huxluka calls, and that Hekesh is in terms of the Chalo Shem Kauka. However, the Gemara in Bava Kama here is speaking about Shibun Chosim, Puzbul and Kinyan Agav, and the Gemara Shaila is, do those halachas depend on the din Tolosh and Mechuba or on the Chalashim Kark and Cheftza? And according to this, we can also meet Yashiv Akashim Kivega asks in Yerodeo and Simon Vav. So that it says that Tziporin Odom is possible for Shrita. Because it's considered Mechuba Lekarka. So, Reb Kivega asks, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, Hashoyche Bedova Mechuba Lekarka, Ola Guf, Kagon Tziporin, Veshen, HaMechuborin BeBehema, Shchitos or Psula. So Reb Kivega asks, but if we're speaking about the Tziporin, the nail of a person. So maybe just like a Avodim Huxlo Karkos, so then also, an Odom is also Huxlo Karkos, so therefore it's Mechuba. But by Behem is certainly considered Tolush. It's not Kakaka. So why, if you shechtle the tziporin of a behema, should it be possible, which is the psak of the mechaber? So Rabbeinu said there are two different halachas. The halacha of shechita doesn't depend on the shem karka. The din of shechita depends on the shem mechuba, and this is considered mechuba to the person, and therefore you can't shecht with it. But it doesn't depend on the shem karka. It depends on mechuba tolus, and the nail, the tziporin, is considered mechuba. And therefore, it's because it's mechuba to the behem, mechuba to the adam, and that's still, and therefore you can't shecht with it. But it doesn't depend on the shem karka of avodim hukshul karkos. With this, Yisoid Ramosha also explains Tivus in the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Perakei from Hilchas Meila, V'chein hamakdish bayis boni hadabo lo mo'ol. So you see that the Rambam paskins that tolo shul sof chibro, there's no Meila, because it has a din of karka. However, the Ram paskins, as it relates to Avodah Zorah, the Tolosh Lusav Chibro, it's considered Tolosh, and therefore the Ram paskins in Perk Ches from Hilchus Avodah Zorah, the Mishtachel Abayis also, because it's considered Tolosh, because if it were Karka, it couldn't become also by Avodah Zorah. So it's a stira between these two psokim. So, but the basic Yisodra Mosh said is that Tolosh Lushob Chibro, as relates to whether it's Tolosh or Mechuba, so since it was originally Tolosh, it's considered Tolosh. But Tolosh Lushob Chibro, as relates to the Shem Karka, is called Karka. And therefore, Me'ila doesn't depend on Tolosh and Mechuba. Me'ila depends on the Shem Karka. So Tolosh Lushob Chibro has the same Shem Karka, and therefore there's no Me'ila. But as a race of Avodah Zorah, it doesn't depend on the Shem Karka. It depends on Tolosh Mechuba. And therefore, Al-Pidin is considered Tolosh, since it was really Tolosh Mechuba, and therefore he asks it.